Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah! Talking about ExpressVPN.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world, or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/nooners. expressvpn.com/nooners. Head there to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
If you're dragging through your day, you need a little Cardomax energy intensifier to wake up, give you a nice little kickstart for the day. Go to Cardomax.com, owned and operated by former Navy SEAL and drinking bro Sean Mattson. Cardomax is giving our listeners an exclusive offer, 30% off your first four bags at Cardomax.com. That's CardoMax.com. CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. That's a promo code Nooners on that. Dang it. Promo code Nooners. Am I slipping today, Jabes?
No.
I feel like I'm slipping.
No, you're fine.
I feel like I'm slipping. I feel like I feel like I don't have the controller in my hand right now.
Where is it? In your...
In my b-hole. Could be in my b-hole today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have the controller for the sim world right now. Like I feel a little lost today. Because I know it's happening, right? I know that I'm in a stage of it. I just don't know what the next stage is or how to get out of it. Because every day it's something so shocking and fucking weird that I'm like, my God, man. My God. When can I go to the next stage of my sim world? Right. Who are you, sim man? Because this wouldn't be me controlling my own little sim person in the next world. You know, what is that? The fourth dimension, Bob? Is that what that is? We're in the third, right?
Fourth dimension is, yeah, it's outside of the third dimension, right? It's okay. What Matthew McConaughey was floating around in Interstellar.
Yeah, yeah.
Picking on the bookcases.
Keep that camera. Keep that camera on you guys right now.
What a nerdy day.
Keep that camera on you guys right now. If you were looking for a murderer right now, boom.
Oh, corner.
This guy?
Right in the corner. Yeah, lurker! Fuck. He's lingering, dude.
Lurker.
He's lurking.
My God, dude.
Space cowboy.
What do you have to hide?
I know.
He's trying to blend in.
How many bodies?
I was just trying to stay out of the way of Giorgio when he's coming and grabbing shit. So.
All right.
No, you're good. Stay right in his way.
No,
he loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
He's probably smoking weed in the back right now.
Yeah.
Doing something. Oh, that's right. You brought those weed chocolates yesterday. I am not partaking in those, my man.
We talked about there being just drug food all over this.
Drug food.
Yep.
And then, nondescript. No labels.
I talked about it yesterday, too.
Most food here in the office is probably drugs.
Yes.
You're taking a chance. You're rolling the dice every time you eat.
100%. If I'm like Topo, right?
Yeah.
Rarely. I mean, we're full, thanks, Nick. But otherwise, you're either only going to find alcohol in there, weed food. If you want to come here and actually have like a real snack and like a water, it's going to be real hard for you.
Do you know what I mean?
At this point, every time.
See, both those things are either weed right or drugs.
Fucking Eli from Giggle Boys, dude. Pop in the background here, Eli, so they can see it. We talk about weed and drugs, and then all of a sudden, weed and drugs appears. This is the definition of weed and drugs.
I like chocolate.
Eli from Giggle Boys.
I'm just going to eat weed like without knowing.
Yeah.
It's like Bloody Mary. If you talk about drugs long enough, like Eli will just pop up in the background.
it's like Beetlejuice, but for drugs. No.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Chocolate,
by the way,
weed.
I get a text.
Go get some.
Keep him in frame here because I get a text from him one day. Because the Giggle Boys shooting here at weird hours because they're the Giggle Boys
Whatever the fuck they do.
Exactly. And that's why we love them. I get weird texts from Eli, though. Hey, bro, what's promethazine and do you have any more?
Oh.
And I'm like,
Is that cough syrup?
Genuinely for like a cough. It doesn't have codeine or any of the fun stuff in it.
What promethazine is? I know exactly what it is.
You just said, "Do you have more of it?
Do you have more of it? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't lie about his text.
No, like, I'm not.
You're making it seem like he doesn't know what that is.
I'm not. And if you're recording, I love you. Thanks for popping in. Download Giggle Boys.
You can go now.
Subscribe and then watch their show on Saturday nights. These guys are funny, and they're the only ones left in comedy who are still going hard like us. So they're on the network, and they're the best. Download Giggle Boys everywhere that their podcast is available. Now back to the sim world that I'm living in, okay?
Sure.
We're going to talk about this story on fake news later on Drinking Bros, because it involves the seltzer. Seltzer is done. It is done. Except we got the cans, and the labeling is incorrect, right? There's a fucking dude named Timothy Schoen that I'm going to go absolutely scorched fucking earth on this afternoon, and the company is Brew Hub in Florida. Buckle the fuck up, Timothy, because this involves Harvey Weinstein. And I was like, what the
fuck? Oh, are they bros?
Fuck. There's endless pictures of him and Harvey Weinstein. Now I've got to figure out who our distributor is, why the fuck he's hanging out with Harvey fucking Weinstein. It wasn't just like one photo either. It's like 90. But we'll go through all of them today. And I knew something was up with this motherfucker when, you know, when somebody just lies blatantly and you have all the evidence and you're like, hey, we're on the same emails. Like,
yeah.
I see you lying. For all of this shit, and they're so smug about it that you're like, there's got to be something deeper on this guy. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, you pop up. I'm just like, maybe I'll do a Google search real quick here. And then it's just him and Harvey Weinstein hanging out all over the place. And I'm like, what the fuck? But this is a great story for Drinking Bros podcast today, so stay tuned. And then we'll probably be calling Brew Hub down in Florida. It'll be a blast today because the photos of this are so crystal clear. It's not like blurry photos that your buddies take. Like, remember when I took that photo of Amrish and Aaron Hernandez at that bar? Yeah. we found out it was like either, 2 weeks or 2 months after he double murdered mm-hmm. those people. And I was like, shit. Yeah. I wish I had a better camera. These are just like straight up images from like Getty. Images. And we'll go through the whole family. It's a family business today, including the wife that I'd like to hire. But whatever, man. We'll get into it. We'll get into it today. Not on this show. We're going to do that on Drinking Bros fake news today, and we will have an update on the hard seltzer and how crazy this story is. But I don't even know if it's crazier than this story. Dog the Bounty Hunter mm-hmm. is now looking for Gabby Petitos. Yes. I just like saying her name now.
Petito, yeah. He's been on the Petito case for a couple days.
2 days?
Yeah.
When did this start? Because
a couple of days.
And again, forgive me if I accidentally took acid and I thought I saw something that I didn't. So I want you to back me up on this.
Okay.
Was he flying a banner over Florida on a plane that said something like, "Hey, hombre," or "Hola, hombre, I'm mm-hmm. going to find you"? Was that
probably,
real?
What does he say? Because it's Hawaii. He's Hawaiian, right? So what does he say?
He's Uai.
Brother. Aloha. Yeah.
It says aloha.
He says aloha, brother. So I'm sure that's probably what he said. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it? Yeah. I put this up because I thought I was having a fever dream when I saw this.
No,
I was
like his.
Is this real?
That's kind of his MO. Like he basically just like coaxes people out with like he's never, incognito trying to find people. He's like, he'll call them straight up and be like, "Hey, I'm coming to get you. Like, you've got to, you know." And he's always like, "Brother, I got you. I'll take care of you. I'll take you right to jail." Right. So his MO is like, I'm not secretly trying to get you. Like, I'm gonna just kind of coax you out,
right,
with my personality. You know, I've been through it too, brother. You know, I've been through it too. You just got to do your time. And then, the Petito guy, though, he's like, "Well, there's really aloha, Brian."
So this is fucking real. You guys can verify this.
Yeah, but I don't know if he did it, right?
Aloha, Brian Laundry. What's happening? Dog. Oh, it's great. Because they charge you. I know they charge you by the letter, though.
I don't know if he did it, though, right?
So, I don't even care if he did. I love it.
Yeah.
This is the, like, in the sim world.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man.
That's how he is. He's you can keep hiding, but I'm definitely going to find you.
Yeah. Matt Barnes gave me some $50 for some rage money for me this afternoon on Timothy Schoen on Brew Hub today. It's going
to
be nice.
By the way, I just wanted to say that Dog the Bounty Hunter cut his honeymoon short for this.
He really?
Oh, yeah.
He just got married. He just got married. This is from September 21st.
R.I.P.
to the other
Beth,
one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Beth.
What, Beth Dog? Or is it Beth Hunter?
I think it's Hunter. Yeah.
Does
I think it's Beth, Beth Bounty, Hunter? Right?
No,
yeah, it's Beth Bounty.
Bounty.
Beth
Hunter.
Bounty, yeah.
No, last name is Hunter. But Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Is it like a Spanish name, like last name, where the last name is actually in the middle?
Yeah, it's hyphenated.
Could be.
Yeah.
There was some drama with this wedding, by the way. His two daughters weren't invited after accusing their father of making racist remarks and cheating on their mom before she died.
I mean, she was like in a hospital bed, though. So it's like, yeah, for sure he did. For sure he did.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, they didn't like, I think, that he got together with someone else. Really
doesn't the woman look like her, but like kind of a younger version? Is there a fun,
not
flirty
younger
picture?
I got a picture up.
Not younger, but definitely like thinner.
She has a John Deere tattoo.
Yeah, actually,
stop
Beth
it.
Was
Zoom
way
in on
younger
that. Can
than
I see
her.
That John Deere tattoo?
Oh, that's heck yeah, really dude. Nice.
When you're going to stay
this
on,
is...
at least he's staying on brand. Look at that. Look at that.
He didn't go super young either.
No.
Age appropriate.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. She is older than the
other
one.
Oh, the dead one. Okay. Yeah. Pan back out, Bob. How old is? Yeah, she's got an old neck. She's got an old neck on her.
No, she's old, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Look at Dog, though. He looks great. Man. What a
really
man.
Does.
He's going to fucking find this guy.
It's weird, like, if you stay super tan, like, it doesn't matter how wrinkly you get. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still
such a great filter for life.
100%. Sean Penn, perfect example.
Just be super tan. Be super tan, like, you're good to go. Can't
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
Hogan.
Mr. Kogan.
Randy Macho Man Savage. I mean, there's a lot of them. If you're a white man, just stay tan, and you can fucking ride off until your 60s or 70s. Nobody's going to give a shit.
And avoid trees.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wheelchair joke for Governor Abbott, obviously. But
that was a Macho Man Randy Savage joke, right?
Was it? He died of a heart attack, and then he drove into the tree. It wasn't the tree that killed him. It was the heart attack.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a heart attack and then veered off the road and then he bumped into a tree. It wasn't like a
Ryan Dunn situation.
Yeah. You nailed it today. God damn it. It's like you're inside my mind. It's exactly what I was going to say.
He's really firing on all cylinders.
This is Dan's day. Look, it was Bob's day a couple weeks ago. Delco's on fucking fire.
I might be on performance enhancers right now.
Are you on PEDs?
Yeah.
Podcast enhancing
drugs, and we all know what that is. So
yeah, well, no, not for you. I he's pretty clean. I can see him taking steroids or something, but you're not like a drug guy.
No, I don't take steroids.
Okay,
we're
maybe a little bit of natty.
Yeah, we're natty.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Whatever, man.
Prescribed cocaine. Come on, the doctor gave it to me.
One doctor molecule gave it off to me. Meth.
Yep.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Good.
Amphetamine.
Good. I hope Dog's on it right now. He needs it. If he's out there in them swamps looking for Brian Laundrie.
Yeah, so he is in Florida looking at in all the campsites there, which like to me kind of seems like, okay, little obvi, but all right, I guess we can start there.
Yeah, way obvious, but whatever, man. That's I like everything that he's doing, dude. And if he catches this fucker, oh boy, look. Whether you like it or not, Javes, we were dominated by Tiger King last year. This could be the 2021, could be Dog the Bounty Hunter's year and a fucking comeback. What was his? Was he Pop saying the N-word a bunch of times or something like that?
I mean,
no. I think it's just a general racist aura or something.
Yeah.
You
maybe.
Put on those Oakleys and like shit just comes out.
You can't help yourself.
No. Yeah. Kyle Poole just gave us a 20 just because you guys are awesome. He says, goddamn right, dude. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Well,
everybody's really firing today. And I hope all of this energy is channeled into Dog, the Bounty Hunter, so he can bring this guy back.
He's got another hot lead.
Does he really?
Look at this Bigfoot photo of Brian Laundrie in the background of a
camp. Oh, shit. No fucking way, dude.
Enhance.
You better quit.
Enhance this. Did Dog post that himself, dude?
Look at that background.
I forget how it posted, but these people were just out here in the swamps of Florida camping, and Laundrie wandered behind them like Bigfoot.
That's fucking great. Fucking great.
Justice for Petito. We need Dog the Bounty Hunter to catch this motherfucker. I believe in Dog.
Can we get caught? I mean, we haven't gotten cause of death yet. I know homicide, but we haven't gotten.
They're still
blunt force, gunshot.
They're still doing something there. So I don't really know.
Wake Jabes up when we get an autopsy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because otherwise, good night.
Yeah. Space Cowboy saying Dog is on the power of Christ. Obviously, through Christ, anything is possible. Craigers just threw down a hundo. Said with love, maybe those discounts, mislabeled seltzers might be at the wedding. Dude, you know what?
Yeah, yes, we will do that.
It's really funny. Like, I don't know what to do with that. Again, we will talk about this on the news today. And I have pictures, I have photos of it. So it's one of those things where you're like, how fucking stupid are you? One of those things where you're like, oh my God.
You know what we should do?
Is really sell those to people and just be like, hey, dude, this is how fucked up you're going to get. Or just say, look, this is how terrible this company is.
Does the dollar store have beer?
No.
Some do.
Some do. Some
really?
Do.
There are certain, like, if you go into real Shitsville parts of the country.
I think they have like a Coors Light or like something like this, right?
Yeah. When I drive back to St. Louis through Oklahoma and shit, through like the
bragging.
Dirty parts of Oklahoma. Yeah.
Humble brag.
No, you're really bragging. Yeah.
The dollar store is like the only fucking, it's dollar store and gas stations.
Yeah.
That's
true.
It.
Yeah. So what if we put those in the dollar stores.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. Just call them the fucking Brew Hub labeled specials, those fucks.
Don't worry, we'll use them.
Someone
will drink them.
Well, maybe not. No, I've given them a 2:30 deadline today. If they don't have them, we're doing a whole release the seltzer thing. Howard Stern needed a pig shit. This guy is going to become my pig shit here for forever, right. Until this gets resolved. But Craigers on here with the hundo.
A hundo, bro.
So he texts me and he's like, hey, dude, I just need to confirm some things about the wedding in a couple weeks. I was like, no problem. I've been slammed recently and wasn't able to get back to Craigers until about 10:45 last night. And when I called, it was 10:45 my time, so it was 11:45 his time.
Mm-hmm.
I literally called him and I said, I hope you're sleeping right now.
What did he need to work out?
When the rehearsal dinner was and all that other stuff, and if we were shooting shows that day, and I needed some directions of where to go and all that stuff.
What are you talking?
Airport wise, so whenever you're flying into DC, you have like you have three options. You can go to DC
because I have like the hotel that we're supposed to stay at.
Yeah. But you can fly into like Dulles, something else in DC, and then Baltimore, and that makes a difference. We flew with Rocco. We flew with Rocco cross country to do this gig. I think it was an Army Navy game or whatever, and he didn't know the difference. And I just assumed, like, oh yeah, you're military, you're in fucking Border Patrol, Washington D.C.
Right.
Oh shit, it was the Range 15 premiere.
In D.C.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He flew into Baltimore, and he was like, hey guys, I'm here. Can one of you come get me? And I was like, yeah, where you at, man? He goes, I'm in Baltimore. And I was like, oh, no one can get you.
No.
It was like, it was a Friday night too. Traffic in DC. I was like, good luck with that. So I had a chat with Craigers about the airports and all that other stuff and got the info I needed. But it was late. Daddy was working. And again, we're in the sim world, so like things are coming in and out in this fever dream that I'm in. I love. Did you hear about the fucking Shakira thing?
No.
She got attacked by wild boars in Barcelona.
Is she okay?
I don't know. And this popped up too last night. And I'm like, again, did somebody put something? I thought this guy who's fucking hiding in the corner like a creep.
Maybe he.
I was like, did I get dosed before I went home last night? Like, I couldn't figure it out.
You know who would do it?
Who?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, find the wild boars for Shakira and let us know she's okay. She's a tiny little lady
in real
life, by the way.
I'm sure she's fine because nobody heard about it.
She was attacked by a pair of wild boar. I'm checking the stats of that. But by the way, I wanted to mention really quick.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, ha-ha, oh, that's crazy. She's attacked by wild boars. That's funny. There was a woman in Texas who was, like, killed 5 years ago by wild boars.
Yes. Yeah.
In, like, her front yard.
Right, but,
it's a fucking serious problem here.
They get into packs of 30 to 50 at a time.
And they ask you to go up in helicopters and shoot them. We had Tim Kennedy on yesterday. By the way, we're shadow banned on YouTube, obviously. I know all you guys were watching, and then the feed cut as soon as he started talking about big tech. Big surprise, and we just uploaded the episode later. YouTube is for shits and gigs at this point, and for you guys.
Yeah, okay. So what?
So with that, Tim was the first one to tell me. He was like, hey, dude, you know, when you come to Texas, when you go out in helicopters and shoot a bunch of wild boar. I was like, legally? We can do that? And he goes, oh, yeah, they want you to do it because they tear up crops, lands, and they get real fucking nasty when they get in packs of like 30 or 40.
Yeah.
And I was unfamiliar with that.
Do you remember that one tweet that went kind of viral when they were trying to like ban assault rifles or something?
30, they get into packs of 30 to 50. That's what I was quoting.
And it was like, okay, fine. What am I going to do when my kids are playing in the backyard and a pack of 30? But it's the 30 to 50 number that like got people. But I guess that's very specific, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't know, you don't know. No. So it was like, what about when 30 to 50 wild boars come and attack my children? You're like, whoa, fuck. Like, okay.
Yeah. The average, you know, city liberal will hear that and be like, where do you live,
sir? I just
thought
it was hilarious. Yeah. I was like, that's really funny. And he was like, no, I was serious.
It's a serious problem. It's a real thing. Yeah. I even still had that thought when I heard that. I was like, dude, you might put up an extra fence, maybe. I don't
know. Maybe not have the playground in the open field.
You don't know this. All right, yeah. They climb on each other like it's World War Z, and they scale those walls.
Yeah, Yeah.
So where do I need to stay away from the wild boar? The conch, right?
No, you're good. You're good. Like, I think where we are, because we've got fences and all that other stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're in a, let's say, an 8 to 10 acre sitch.
Okay.
Probably should be worried about your life and your safety, but.
Oh, my God. So anyway, she's fine, right? Otherwise, we would have heard. You know what I mean? It would have been more of a story. It was a little blip.
Did her hips say anything? Because her hips don't lie.
She had to actually go to her son to confirm she wasn't lying. She was on her Instagram stories. They're not up anymore, but she was like, tell everyone, like, mommy stood up to the wild boars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Shakira's a hero.
She told her son on Instagram?
Shahiro.
She had her son, like, on the Instagram stories and was like, tell everyone that mommy stood up to the boars.
Yeah. Okay, so she's fine.
Yeah.
She's just a little thirsty.
Yeah.
She just needs a little water because she's a little dehydrated.
A little dog the bounty hunter bowl.
It's just a little bit of a mindless news.
I love it, though. I love all of it. Like, because I just picture little Shakira. The fucking boars are bigger than her, by the way. Yeah. Have you ever seen her in real life? I think she's 4'11". Like, no lie. I saw her at an award show. She was super tiny, but she had huge heels on. And I was like, what if you took those heels off? She'd probably be the legal maximum height of a midget. Okay. I think she'd be 4'11". Okay. She's a tiny little lady. Tiny little lady. Not at all what you would expect.
Okay. So Mayim Bialik.
I don't think you're pronouncing that right.
Mayim
Bialik.
Yeah. Is a huge bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're shocked? Now you're shocked that Blossom's a fucking bitch?
I thought, you know, sure. She's a little, you know, orthodox. But not a real bitch. I'm just like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
So she, whatever. She's talking about why her friendship with Neil Patrick Harris, because they kind of came up together, right?
NPH.
NPH. Yep. Why it disintegrated decades ago. And she's on, you know, she's on a talk show. It's like the funny James Corden. And she's making it like this funny thing. But really, to me, and I think Bob will agree with me because he's a theater kid, was really kind of a super bitchy move that she's making, like, kind of funny. So she said that, so the Jeopardy host, which I guess she's the Jeopardy host now and former Big Bang Theory actress, appeared on The Late Show Tuesday, where she told the terrible story of what happened with her and her childhood friend. So she was at a performance of Rent back in the day in 97.
Oh, that AIDS play?
Is it an AIDS play?
Yeah.
So she was at the performance of Rent with Neil Patrick Harris in the show, and she's going to see her friend, right? Sure. And I think she was with her husband, maybe boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So it was a long time ago, and everyone started to get up to give him a standing ovation at the end because it was like such a great performance and blah blah blah. And she went to see her friend, but she just looked over at her husband and was like, "I don't think we should stand up for this." And turned back around. Neil Patrick Harris is looking right at her.
Oh, no way!
And she defends this by being like, "It's just not my thing. I just don't think it was good enough to stand up for. I mean, it was great, love him, but like a standing ovation." And you're just like, "What? What?
Just do it." Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just my. So she keeps defending it, and they make it like this funny thing. And Neil Patrick Harris, like, I guess, forgave her and sent her flowers because he heard later that she felt horrible about it. But she went backstage to say hi to him after, and he was like, "Why don't you stand up?" And she said, "It's just not my thing."
The amount of friends I've lost from not getting a standing ovation in high school theater.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them anymore.
Hush, Bob. But but really, like, no one's saying, like, hey, like, they're making it like, oh, this like funny story. Not one person is being like, "Man, that's like a super bitchy move, and you guys should not be friends anymore."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I look, I don't even know why
I just,
she
like,
exists
wonder,
anymore.
I just wonder what it's going to take for her to not be the Jeopardy host anymore.
Don't know. Don't know.
I'm just not really liking it.
I don't know who loves her
and
why.
I'm not liking it.
No shit. Like, none of this makes sense. It should have been LeVar Burton. By the way, cut back to that guy. Cut back to that. You guys' side over there. What's the fucking tinfoil now you have pulled out in front of you like some crack addict?
That's his drug candy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's the chocolate. That's the chocolate drug candy, yeah.
F in my b-hole?
Yeah, that's the one I brought for me and Giorgio to share.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. My God, man. In a dirty fucking tinfoil pouch. Look at you.
Just nondescript chocolate.
Yeah.
You should have saw the box I brought it in. Gross. I'll show you after the show.
I would have loved to. I hope that there's weed leaves all over it, because that's...
No, that's too obvious to fly with.
Can I pitch something that is super obvious here for weed chocolate? Just a Forrest Gump box. Just a Gump box full of chocolate, dude.
Oh.
Is that too on the nose?
Should it say, like, get gumped?
Yeah, you got gumped. So...
Or it's gump level. It's gump level
gumped up,
chocolates.
Dude. Yeah. Are you ready to get gumped? Let's get gumped. And then it's just these gump chocolates, dude. And they're all 20 milligrams a piece. And you're just getting fucking gumped, dude. And it's you just start talking like him, you know? Oh, okay. Like, that's how fucked up you get.
Yeah.
And they give you like a pair of leg braces to wear while you eat them. So that way when you get up. And you're finally like out of your high state. You can just fucking take off to the living room.
Yeah.
Break off your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get gumped.
Yeah.
You just got gumped.
Yep.
I'm
don't
sure
it'll
steal
be. It, I'm, anyone.
Yeah. Don't steal that.
Don't
I need
steal
to.
That.
I need to trademark it.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Because people are going to
get gumped.
Get gumped. Yeah. Actually, I should trademark it because I came up with it.
Did you?
Yeah, it gets confusing sometimes, like when I say something and then you fucking...
Shaves.
Yeah, it's a confusing thing.
Behind every great man is a little tiny woman who wants to take credit for things she didn't come
up
with.
Who comes up with every funny thing that you say without
boy,
any
James,
credit.
It is crazy.
What? I don't know.
High and Angry saying, he's just a fiver, said, pretend to be the band Sexual Chocolate at Craig's wedding. I would love to. I would love to go in blackface and do all of that. That would be frowned upon, I would imagine, by his bride's family. I think Craig would be fine with it.
You know? I think she's already pissed that we're going. So let's not push it.
She did pop into a live watch, and we were doing the fantasy football draft. She shredded Craig. It's fucking hilarious. Really funny. So who knows? She could be fine with it. Any updates on Dog the Bounty Hunter? Did he get? Because I'm expecting this to happen really quickly. And I think we should remember that Gumby sketch on SNL where they were like, oh, man, we've got an update. Gumby has been shot. I think we should just do that every 3 minutes of like, did Dog the Bounty Hunter get?
Yeah, this is a wrap.
Brian Laundry. It's over. He's going down, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry about it, bro.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is using this time to, while he's hunting Brian Laundry, to pitch a new reality show.
What's it called?
I don't know if he has one yet.
White girl syndrome.
That's called being a pro.
Missing
though.
White girl syndrome. Yeah. It is.
You gotta. You know, people do the car wash where they go on podcasts. Dog just finds a new person to hunt.
Goddamn right he does. And there's plenty of them out there.
He also dog has sent dogs to search for Brian Laundry in Fort DeSoto Park. Sicked the dogs.
We are getting somewhere. This is what the police can't do. Is what he's doing. That's why he's Dog the Bounty Hunter. We're all just regular fucking humans. My God, man.
This is the Batman we deserve.
It is. And by the way, the next one up here again. Today is our Sim World Day where we're all in it now and we're living in it and we're enjoying it and we're going to have a good time with it today. Where it's full of laughter and joy and just a lot of I told you so's. Limp Bizkit. Yeah, the limper. The biscuits. New song out, Jabes.
Huh? Yeah.
You want to guess what it's called?
No.
Dad Vibes. Leaning all into the new look,
no,
the new everything
cheesy.
And everything else.
No.
I don't know. I haven't heard
cheesy.
The song. Their long-awaited new song, Dad Vibes, is here.
And, nobody was
awaiting
that.
I'm going to read Twitter to see if people like it.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
Jacksonville was waiting for it.
Jacksonville, Florida was waiting for it. Let's see. Man, I don't see anybody who likes it. That sucks.
You don't see anyone that likes it?
Hold on. I have some breaking news on Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, shit.
You can see it in the background here. They made a huge discovery in the forest.
God damn it. Is that a can of Monster?
Dog.
It's a can of Monster Energy Ultra Gold.
Oh, guys, down bad.
They're on this fucking guy's ass.
If he's on like some like,
dude, they are hot on the trail.
Very, I don't know, like fifth type of monster. Like, I don't know, where do you get this Monster Gold?
It's old, right?
That's Ultra Gold. That's something you keep in your backpack for long trips into the woods and or mountains. And he has it. I am convinced that is Brian Laundrie's. So he just posted that right now.
That came up on Twitter. It's pretty fucking recent.
Oh, yeah. My God, dude. We're so fucking close. It's like, how long do we stay on air because Dog will catch him? Like, I don't want to not be on
air
when Dog catches him. And it's like, fuck, where were we? We weren't breaking the news, Javes. We weren't doing anything.
Right.
We were sitting at home with two thumbs in our own asses, you know?
Yeah.
And Dad Vibes is out. And I wish, man, this would be a great Patreon episode if we could just play Dad Vibes live on air.
Yeah.
But they would flag this and, you know, God forbid. Oh, shit. Papa Roach is releasing a new song this month.
Oh, my God.
What have we done to deserve all this?
Let's go.
Let's fucking go, dude.
What's one Papa Roach song?
Cut my life into pieces.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All I wanted was one bar, a couple bars. Yeah.
Buen it.
Wait, is that the same?
Okay. I don't know if that is. I don't even know if that is. I just went along with it. You know?
Yeah.
So, not sure. We got some breaking news, though. Breaking news. She's everywhere right now, Adele. There's Taylor Swift fans are saying that she moved her release of Red. She's been re-recording all of her albums because Adele is going to drop an album. Now, I'm going to be real with you here, okay? I love Adele. I will be listening to this the second it comes out. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you think of me. I don't. I'm an Adele fan. You're not going to fucking shame me into loving Adele as a grown man, okay? I'm excited about this, goddammit.
Yeah, I think.
Not dudes. It's a ladies, you know.
No?
Yeah, it's a divorce album. It's a fucking breakup album. This is where all the women come together. You know them. You know exactly who I'm talking about. The women on Instagram that say we're in Nashville having the time of our lives. Those women are waiting for this fucking album right now.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
We're out. We're doing it. We're doing it in the streets.
Finally
of Nashville.
Get to be me.
Yeah. That's who's waiting for this Adele album. It's not the dudes. It's not dudes like me who are like, oh, shit. Drop that Adele. Let me fucking shoot up. Give me that fucking Adele, brother. But I am. I'm waiting for it. I love it. Bring it on, dude. I love Adele. Let's go.
I think it was NBC today. I got. Has anyone seen the commercial for the Patriots and
Oh, Japes, are you getting updates about Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Fuck, dude.
It's Adele.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it's done so well. You haven't seen this?
No.
And it's like Brady and then like shots of Belichick. Hello from the and they're like standing on either side of the field, and it's so fucking good. And I was sitting there like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome.
Woo.
To that song though, because they're on either side of the field. Like,
my God,
hello, and they're both like staring, looking like they're looking at each other, which they aren't.
Yeah,
but they did great. Obviously, it's NBC.
Who's the sports sponsor, Bob, on this one?
Today is my bookie.
On here?
On what?
This show today.
Oh, on this show today, yeah. Do we have a sports
sponsor? No, we don't. We don't.
So MyBookie.
Okay, great. So MyBookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your deposit. I'm going to go ahead and give you this pick, okay? Brady by 1,000 in that game.
Yeah.
Take the over. Yeah. Take the fucking points. Take all of the things. Take the six-point teaser. Take all of it. He's also going, correct me if I'm wrong, they put this as the night game, right?
Yes.
Fucking every dude in America will all have our pants down, jacking off, and it's just, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's
Luke Skywalker versus fucking the father, and it's the whole thing, man. It's just, I love the pageantry, the magic they're putting on Sunday night. Yes. I didn't know about the Adele thing.
So that kind of stuff, I go, okay, so that's when I watch a football game, right? When there's like a story, a bit of drama, backstory, they do that, like, you know, commercial for it.
And I think, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but he could potentially break the all-time record Sunday night for passing yards for a quarterback. Which, if that's the case, if he's anywhere near 300 in that, all in on that as well. At my bookie, they get a bunch of props over there.
He can break it, yeah.
What, how many does he need on Sunday night?
Let's see.
Who is it? Breeze? Because Breeze kept, like...
Breeze has it right now, but I mean, that was, he was never going to keep it. Sorry, this site sucks.
It's fine, Bob. Look, you win some, you lose some, you know? Look at the guy next to you.
Yeah, what are you going through?
And,
I'm just looking for the actual... Oh, he only needs 68 yards. So he's going to pass. He's going to pass Breeze.
So you mean on the 69th yard, he'll have passed Breeze.
Yes,
69 yards. Okay,
nice.
So yeah, that's it's. Is there a better storyline than that? 69ing his old fucking coach like that. For the record.
Yeah.
Sunday nights. Let's. I didn't see the Adele thing. I'm all in. I love shit like this.
Yeah.
Let's I'll see if fucking I can find go, it son.
After, yeah.
My God,
it's
dude.
It's so funny, but it's meant to be really serious. But I was laughing my.
Yeah. Is Patty Bunchen going to that game? Do we know? Do we have any confirmation on?
Yeah, P. Booch will probably be
P. Booch,
as opposed to P. Bruce.
Yeah, P.
Doesn't
Bruce.
Work the
it
same.
It does, dude. Punky Brewster.
P. Booch is way better.
I can't stop thinking about her. By the way,
which one?
P. Bruce, Punky Brewster. It's just so crazy to me that you would just make a documentary with all your ex boyfriends in it and just go and find them in the past, like. When you think back on that, you're like, man, that's crazy. Like, if I didn't tell you at the end of this, I was like, man, I knew her husband. She was married for years. Like,
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Go make that movie.
It's a divorce movie for her, for sure.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Ugh. She was like, cool. Now I can fucking talk about all the shit I've wanted to talk about the whole time. Britney Spears is free. Okay.
Oh, God. We freed Britney. We already did that the other day, so
you got what you wanted.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
What do you mean? It just happened today.
No, it didn't. They knew this was coming down, and they were like, hey, this is going to be any day, and whatever, man. She's free. We freed Britney days ago, you know?
Ground floor.
We were the guys who did it.
Okay, it just happened today.
But we did it earlier, so.
Oh.
Man, we did it weeks ago. Today is podcast day, because you have to name every single day now something.
Mm-hmm.
And today's podcast day.
Okay.
So this is our day today.
So this is the time where you show your neighbor or friend where the podcast app is on their phone and you explain to them how these people actually make money.
Yeah.
And you show where you can find, you know.
It's so funny, dude. Nobody knows.
For all this is for all of us that have to answer their, their family members, their friends that go, "Oh, so make money doing that?"
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We just had to do it the other day with people in the neighborhood.
Do it all the time.
They were like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
The pool
that's
guy.
Cute.
The pool
like
guy.
For like a hobby?
True Reflections.
No, bitch.
The pool guy, he found out real quick. He was like, oh, fuck. Oh, that's a podcast? Oh, yeah, man. Radio doesn't really exist anymore, so fuck off, hombre.
Yeah.
He found out the hard way. Brew Hub's going to find out the hard way this afternoon, Jabe. Jabes, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. We cannot confirm that laundry owns a ghost bed. We can't confirm that. I have no idea. We know the FBI broke into the home, and they're grabbing stuff. If that motherfucker was sleeping on a ghost bed, man, I'm going to be pissed off about it. Damn it. Are they getting scents off the ghost bed? Shit. We're in real time here. Dog the Bounty Hunter's on the case. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that ghost bed has mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, you name it, for 30% off. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's find a murderer and let's get a new mattress set today at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. They get a cooling pillow topper. goes across the whole goddamn mattress. Stop murdering people. You got comfortable mattresses to sleep in, all right? There's things to live for. Laundry. And at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there. So with the 30% off deals, you can bundle them all together. And then at checkouts, you know, if you have decent credits, it's 36 months and you pay as you go. It's between $35 and $38 a month. If you have decent credit on the way out, for boom, 36 month, that's it. New mattress sets. Okay? There's no reason to murder out there when you can sleep in comfort at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we've got getquip.com/nooners. When you're brushing your teeth, you must quip it. Quip's the shit, dude. Now, look, from time to time on the program, I have products that are my personal favorites, and then we just call the people, and we're just like, hey, dude, can I just advertise the thing that I actually use every day so this is super easy? And they're like, yeah, yeah. I mean, occasionally they agree to it. They're like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Like Liquid IV, and Quip. Quip is new to the show. So, look, Quip is... it's the best, dude. You got to start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/nooners right now and save up to $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. It's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/nooners. GETQUIP.com/nooners. Quip, the good habits company. Why are they good habits? Because they've got all the guiding features for a toothbrush for kids. They've got the new Bluetooth smart motor, again, for kids and adults. Super easy to use. And they've got a fucking a free app, dude, that you just connect to. And you can track your brushing, get tips, daily coaching, and all that other stuff. It's pretty much just rewarding you for good habits, for brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. That's it. And you might say, why would you do it, dude? It's one of those things you just kind of forget about, man. You just brush your teeth and you're like, eh, I don't know. But the thing that they stick to, it's like a magnetized thing that sticks to my mirror as well. I'm a gigantic fan of that. A healthy mouth is its own reward, but free gifts like refills, because let's face it, dude, some of us use these dirty old toothbrushes forever. This just gets shipped to your house, dude. So you can earn daily points for brushing 2 minutes a day, twice a day, earn bonus points for challenges, like streaks, redeem points for Quip and partner rewards. There's a $2,500 bathroom makeover sweepstakes. Grand prize is $1,500, Lowe's, and $1,000 from West Elm gift cards. So you can just spruce up your routine. $5 refill credits and discounts, free Quip product and discounts, refillable everything you can think of, the floss string, everything, solar powered, battery charger, tote bag, everything, for Quip. And it's one of those sensitive sonic vibrations. I love it. It looks super classy. Mine's black, solid black. And everybody's like, what is that, dude? I'm like, it's my toothbrush. It's rad. And I can just stick it in my mouth and I'm good to go after 2 minutes. And for kids, it's just like a size down feature. I got it for mine. It's like a little small brush for small mouths. So that way, you know, they're not bleeding gums and all that other stuff. Rubber grip handle for greater control and everything else. Love these guys, dude. This has been my toothbrush for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. I didn't know they advertised, to be honest with you. I just reached out and I was like, hey, dude, do you guys do this? So start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/nooners right now. Save up to $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That is $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/nooners. GETQUIP.com/nooners. Quip, the good habits company, Jabes. But, man, I can't get over the fucking Shakira story, though. She fucking fought off wild boars, Jabes. 4'11", little tiny body out there just fighting off wild boars with a knife. Yeah. Did she have a knife? Did anybody confirm that? Or was that just in my mind right now? And if she did, she did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally fine with it.
Can't put it past a Colombian to be packing a switchblade at all times. Dude.
I wouldn't be surprised. What happens if you just lace your entire grounds with cocaine? Just Colombian cocaine. And the, would the
lace
boars just go
the
butt
entire
fuck?
Grounds?
It yeah. doesn't really affect Colombian boars, I don't think.
No.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's already in the air.
Mm. Yeah.
Since the 80s. So.
Well, that's airborne for you, you know? There's going to be a big story on 60 Minutes this weekend, by the way. An anonymous whistleblower is going to come out, give you all the dirty deets about what goes on inside Facebook. We already know. They track every single thing we do. They rig elections. They do all of the things. I don't know what else you could possibly tell me about what Facebook does and doesn't do. They control everything. Now, here's where I'm going to go over to Jabes's camp, okay, today. That little news fucking thing they have there, have you seen the news button they have?
On what?
On Facebook.
No.
You probably haven't been on it in 3 or 4 years, I would imagine. Yeah. I'm
about to get rid of Instagram as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just, why?
I just hate everyone on there and I hate everything.
It's all bad.
I just hate all of it.
So with Facebook, they have this news thing where it's like curated news from things and everything else.
Because
they didn't want to clutter people's feeds with like sharing news articles and things like that, right? So they were like, we'll just put it all down there for you. So everything that I say out loud throughout my day is captured on my phone. And then that is a curated news list for me now. And I'm going to be real. It's fucking awesome. Everything I need to know. Fantasy football updates. Just found out James White broke his fucking
on
hip.
The Facebook news
oh,
app?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll do a live sitch, right? This is unrehearsed or unplanned. Okay. Let's just go to the news stories and see if it really is shit that I do. Okay. First and foremost, Biden vaccine. Yeah. We just talked about that yesterday on yesterday's show. That is audio only because, we had the Tim Kennedy show and all that other stuff. Next up is, long live King George. Why Texas loves ACL headliner George Strait. Motherfucker. I sell a t-shirt. Gay for straight. Love him. Had that convo with actually the day before with the realtor who was going to ACL with some clients and they were wondering if we were going to go to George Strait and wear the gay for straight shirts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. There's supposed to be some storm or something crazy happening. And I was like, I don't know. But I was on the phone and I did talk about that. Let's see here. The next one up, Kylie Jenner. You were wearing the jeans, remember? I was like, are you wearing Kylie Jenner jeans?
And Kendall.
Yeah. Where'd you get those jeans?
Marshalls.
No shit.
Yep.
When did they come out with a line of jeans?
I don't know.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Next up. Jesus Christ. I mean, this is in real time.
What's the Kylie Jenner thing?
It's being called out for her lack of integrity as a business owner. It's very specific because I literally asked you, hey, does she own a fucking jean company? Because I saw the tag on your jeans and you were like, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
she owns Kylie Baby.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that, right? Mm. And unless I talk about it out loud and Facebook tracks me, I don't fucking know that shit. Next up, this is in real time. This is scary. Drew Brees, all for Tom Brady breaking the passing records. I mean, this is real time listening shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, dude, I'm fucking all about it. Kanye West, next up. Yeah, I talk about fucking Kanye's shit all the time. Now we're getting somewhere. Chip shortage. God damn it, man. Literally had a fucking phone call about that yesterday. With the goddamn truck. I called. There was a guy who called. Because we have to get these trucks every year. I know I've talked about it numerous times. But you get a $25,000 tax rebate or whatever, right? And the guy calls and he goes, we got a truck for you. And I go, great. I look at the MSRP on the fucking website and I was like, all right, cool, man. I'm not gonna haggle with you. I'll just take it for that dollar amount. And he goes, yeah, you're gonna have to add $30,000 to that. We're gonna mark that up $30,000. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, the trucks are in such high demand that we can just do it. And we can just mark this up $30,000. It was Maxwell Ford down here right across the street in downtown Austin. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Imagine being that cavalier about it, where you're like, hey, dude, you know that truck you wanted for 60? No, we're going to go ahead and tack on another 30 to that. And you can go fuck yourself. And then he says, Well, we have people that'll pay it, so I don't really care if you want it or not.
I have to say, I don't mind it when it's honest.
Yeah.
When it's there's an honesty behind it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. And then this this Hollywood strike. Look, we've talked about this for a couple episodes now. This appears, by the way, from all my friends inside, on the inside of Hollywood. This appears like it's going down.
What is?
The Hollywood strike for all the union guys.
Okay.
So one of my beef fries who's in the union posted a picture of him in Cabo today. And comments underneath it were like, man, you guys are definitely going on strike because you would never leave for Cabo in the middle of the week like this.
So, right.
I think it's going to happen, and this is going to fuck up everything colossally. So I'm kind of amped about it. I want to see the chaos.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
I want to get to the next stage in the sim world. Obviously, I want Dog to catch the killer first and then that to happen afterwards, but beggars can't be choosers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you have a crime corner today, James?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
I do.
Where's the noise for that? What do we got? Yeah. Crime Corner. Crime Corner.
Crime Corner. This one's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, what led to or what happened after, but hiker allegedly boiling bear urine to drink started the Fawn Fire in California. So... woman accused of arson for wildfire in Northern California, which, again, it's like, I mean, they're just going on all the time. So,
sure. Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Ooh.
She looks familiar,
she
dude,
does,
to
dude.
Be
we
real.
We fucking know her?
I'm sure. Northern California?
Yeah.
In the woods?
Yes.
Boiling bear urine? I fucking for sure know her,
yeah,
dude. Those are my people.
Yep.
She was trying to boil bear urine to drink before she started the fire. So... the unusual and unappetizing explanation about the events preceding the Fawn Fire in Shasta County. So people that had their houses burned down.
Yeah.
Just so you know, like, this is why, right?
Oh, it was her?
Yeah.
No shit.
Alexandra Severnia? Servanidebra?
Yeah, put her picture up one more
30.
Time.
30. Well,
let's give her some shine.
She's 30?
Whoa, that's a
she's
hard
50
30,
if she's a day.
Dude. That's a hard
that's
30,
a hard.
Bro.
That's is, a living in the woods.
Yeah. This
drinking bear urine.
You don't stand over the bear urine while you're boiling
no,
it.
No. Because those toxins are going to... So she was unable to start a fire and continued on her hike, but contacted authorities when she saw smoke. Okay, so she was like trying to do it. Yeah. It wasn't working. Yeah. Then she walked away. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And then it like slowly, because it's California, there's
tale
no water.
Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time. You think you didn't start a fire when you actually,
Did start a fire.
She faces 9 years in federal prison if convicted of starting the Fawn Fire. Obviously, she's been charged with arson with a special enhancement because of the bear urine.
Man, how do you get the bear urine though? Because it's...
So she said she saw like a... she was thirsty. And she said she saw a puddle of, you know, that contained the bodily liquid.
Yep.
To purify it, she tried boiling it when she collected. Yeah. Oh, boiling what she collected. So, yeah. I mean, what?
Yeah. I know.
Sorry. It's just a weird one. There's no real conclusion to it.
But how do you collect it? How do you collect the urine, though?
I mean, I'm sure you have some kind of... You're in the woods.
Yeah. No.
Enough that you... Yeah, what? Yeah,
she might have a cup of some kind.
A cup of some kind.
Yeah, but you have to...
Because she's going to boil it,
so... You have to stand underneath the bear penis.
No. She found it.
Oh, she found it.
She probably saw it do it. Snuck up after the bear.
Yeah.
Rumbled off.
Boom.
Yep.
Scooped it,
tried to boil it,
yeah.
Tried to start a fire.
And let's not blame the bear urine.
No.
This was her shoddy fire.
It could have been, that's
building.
The thing, is like saying what kind of urine it is. It's like, well, okay, now you just want to be on Crime Corner, okay?
Yeah. Who's
thirsty?
The type of pee is a red herring.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just shitty at building fires.
Exactly. Like, if I were to read this without the baiting
yeah,
the baiting that they did of me, Yeah. If I were to read it, it would just be like, lady fucking tries to boil some liquid and starts a fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
not fun, sure. If she's just making
not fun.
Campsite chili.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Why not your own pee? You know what I'm saying? If that's how you're drinking, if that's your only drinking water at this point.
Is our own pee flammable, though? I feel like
it wasn't the actual pee. That's what we're saying is like God, they baited us God, with the God, liquid. The fire was her trying to like start the fire under the.
God damn
also,
it.
Is this one of those people like that weightlifter we had on?
That just like drink.
No,
like,
his parents lived in the fucking Northern California.
Chris Duffin.
Yeah.
Is this like one of these people?
Yeah.
It kind of seems like it, right? Because I don't know. I mean, just by her picture, sure, she looks 50. But yeah, also, yeah, she looks like a normal California chick that was like, you know what? Let's live off the land. And
yeah, that's fucking.
That's how we're gonna raise our kids in a fucking Airstream trailer.
Yeah,
for the rest of our lives.
Man, just a little bear urine and some fire, you know?
Yeah. So look, okay, Fox, KTVU, you got me. I read your little fucking story.
Yeah,
and it was bullshit.
Bullshit.
It was a bunch of bullshit. Okay,
Cade Mangum said, he threw us a 10 and said, you guys kick ass, dude. Fuck, I feel like we kick ass,
hey,
dude.
Man, thanks, bro.
You know, we don't have, look, we've never tried to start a fire with bear urine or anything, but I feel like we do pretty good. You know, we do pretty good work in this world. You know,
we try, man.
Every day is a new day, Jabes. And, you know, people are out there just burning bear urine and we're here doing what we do. By the way, I want to point out on the desk here, we have that penis here on Jesse's desk. Could you show her real quick? Great. There you go. So the story I told you about us buying the property, the 3 acres off of 290 here in Austin, stop in and see us whenever you want. And then the guys just dropped off a penis slinky key. Let it dangle there. Man. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, I love him.
It's real.
I can't wait to meet him.
People were asking if it was real or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can stretch it on.
Once you stretch, though, you can't really see it. Do you know what I mean? On camera. But yeah, stretches pretty long.
So our 3-year-old, because I brought that in, Lloyd Burke is here. Mm-hmm. He's helping out looking at the new property and all that other stuff. And so I had it in my pocket, and it was hanging out of my pocket. And our 3-year-old grabbed it and said, what is this, Daddy?
Sure. What did you say?
This is...
a dick, son.
Yeah, it's a man. Sit on my knee. Today's the day you learn about
this. This is a pink slinky dick, son. Yeah,
it's my old pink slinky dick, son. So sit on my knee. Let me
it's
tell
a
read
du passage for the Patterson family.
Because that's the best way to teach your sons about their own penis is with a pink slinky dick.
Sure.
So. Either way, I tell you I met the previous guy who rented that building, and he was really fucking cool. But he said the guy afterwards that was renting that space was like a wrestler, and he was training people like in solo lessons, how to wrestle and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little sus to me. That's a little suspect.
Midnight solo wrestling.
Yeah.
Lessons.
I'm like, meet me at midnight. We're gonna wrestle. Yeah. Where? In this empty warehouse off of 290. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What else is there? Is there another landmark there? Yes, there's a Pentecostal church right behind it.
But it's closed. No one can hear you. Right. Okay. Anything around there? No, not for miles. No
not
one will be
miles.
Able to hear you.
Yep. No one will be able to hear you scream or whatever.
Soundproof.
But,
soundproof. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Not true. By the way, so I took Lloyd Burke out to the property yesterday, and we were kind of going through. You're going to meet with him today and go through the property and what we're going to build and all that other stuff. It was what would you reckon? 7:38 last night. Yeah. And so I have keys to both buildings, right? Both
the church,
the late night wrestling facility.
Sure, yeah. The midnight solo wrestling facility
and the church. Now the church, there was like 7 or 8 cars outside, and I was like, oh shit! It was a Wednesday. I was like, man, it's just popping off there or whatever, right? It was, and the Lord said you had to come down. Like, identical to that. I mean, identical to that. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was this badass. Like, I popped in, just kind of peeked my beak in for a minute. It was this badass black preacher, old school.
Mm.
Going ham, the suit, the handkerchief, the whole thing, dabbing his forehead, all of it. But there was only like six or seven people in there. And one of the guys was this old white man. He was probably like 88 years old, was just slumped over in the back, either sleeping or dead. I don't know which one. Also didn't stop to check on him because we had some shit to do.
Sure.
Chick-fil-A is closing early now because they don't have enough employees there. So I had to go.
Ooh.
Go down and get that old spicy chicken Sammy from my gullet. So I didn't check on this guy to see if he was dead or alive.
Oh, okay.
But homeboy was really going for it. And you could hear him out, you know, in our parking lot and everything. And I was like, ah, shit. This is kind of badass. But I don't know if they share, I don't know if they share the church with some other churches or how that works. You know, they're only on the lease until the end of the year. But right. Either way, what I heard, I loved, Jabes, and, you know.
That was only Bible study, Ross.
Do you think it was?
They were only doing a Bible study. That wasn't even a sermon.
Really?
That was the...
Yeah, because it was Thursday? Wednesday?
But he was preaching from the thing with the microphone and it was loud as shit.
Yeah.
And whatever, man. If that's how you Bible study,
yeah.
I'm all in. Shit. I fucking Bible study to that bullshit. Let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Let's go. Homeboy was killing it last night. I looked at Lloyd. I was like, I'm not even mad at what's going on in here tonight. Like, this is rad. Maybe we should keep him. Keep him on staff, you know?
Right.
Have him get on, like, whenever we're mad, like at an employee or brew hub or something like that. Have him get on the mic and just go to town on that. How rad would that be? Just a black preacher to come in and be like, you know what? I'm so pissed off today that I need another level that I just can't get to. I need black preacher fucking pissed off. And then boom, he comes in and just fucking unleashes. Because I looked at Lloyd and I was like, man, I have a lot of energy all day long. But that dude was on another planet. And I was like, yeah. I want to be there. That's about five or six Cardomaxes. Like, that's not just one.
Right.
One puts me where I need to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's about a five or a sixer Cardomax day for that guy. Promo code Nooners at Cardomax.com. 30% off your first four orders. Any updates on Dog the Bounty Hunter? Again, I don't want to leave the air before he's caught today. What do we got, Bob?
I'm checking Twitter.
You got a monster can. We had a monster can earlier that Brian was drinking.
We don't know how old that monster can is.
I think it looked fresh to me. You know, I'm no expert, but I think it looked fresh.
He says he just says he's close. It's imminent. It's close.
What's your over under?
On days?
Hours.
Oh, hours. 14.
72.
You got 72, huh?
Yes. 72 should be a fair number, right?
I've got more faith in Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm going to go 47 and a half.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the under.
Are you going to take the under? Jabes. How many hours do you think Dog needs?
Yeah, 48.
48 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you think he finds him?
Boy.
Like, is he in a boat? Like the terrorist?
I actually don't think he finds him.
I think he finds him. I think this is going down.
Yeah, maybe I should be the one. So I don't think he finds him.
I don't know.
It's both authorities and him are looking. Now, back in the day, like on Dog's show... Dog is the only one looking for these people, right?
Yeah.
I think Laundry, there's many people.
Yeah.
Professional people.
I'm not the first one with this tick, but I do agree that if Dog the Bounty Hunter finds him, the FBI needs to go. Just needs to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we get rid of all the FBI altogether and just have Dog there. It's the CIA, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and then SWAT team police officers, the rest of the stuff. But it's got to be Dog.
Yeah.
I think in Dog we trust. So, I'm all in on this. I'm also, like, to complete the sim world today, I wanted to save this story for last. Bill Cosby standing up for R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's just so great. And now everybody else is coming out saying no. Like, Akon today needed to come out. I didn't know Akon was still alive.
You always say that. We've talked about Akon since I've been here at least a dozen times.
Akon and Young Jeezy. But what year was that? That was like 30 years ago.
Because he's rebuilding Africa right now.
I guess.
Currently building Akon City.
I guess.
He's got Akoin, which is his cryptocurrency Akon City is going to run on.
Okay.
And I think he's working with Richard Branson and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make like Wakanda, like legit.
Who knows, man? I've never heard of Akon like doing anything, but he came out today, moments ago, and he says, I think R. Kelly needs to rethink his life after the guilty verdict. Akon, that's not known as a hot take in the biz. You probably could have dropped that. I don't know.
That's like
20 years ago.
I know this is crazy, but I like breakfast for dinner.
I am against murder.
It. Yeah, exactly. I said it. Okay, fine.
Oh fuck! Is this real? Oh my gosh! This might have come from us. Yeesh.
What?
There's a story here that somebody just sent me. One of our listeners that said, it's on TMZ. Oh my gosh, dude! Vanderbilt University, which is where you guys were at Saturday with Lazaro Lopez, sued transgender Navy vet claims vulgar abuses. Coworkers called her Trans Frank. Oh, trans freak. Okay. Oh, I was worried that we had started that fire, and holy shit.
You're so
man, when you
dumb.
See that out in writing, it looked, I was sweating bulls, James. Mm. Sweating bullets. My God, man. All right. We're still on the right side of history, right? I feel like we are.
Yeah.
We're doing everything correctly that we should be doing, I believe, Jabes. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't watched this Monica Lewinsky thing, by the way. Everybody keeps hitting me up about it if I've seen it. I think I'm going to wait until we catch up on some episodes, because they're going weekly still with FX's bullshit. And I don't do that anymore. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
I think we tried it once for the second season of Dave. And they changed the character of Dave, even though it's a real person, sort of. And it's we didn't really like it, so I don't think we finished.
No.
We just didn't go back to it, right? But anyways.
No, I think I stopped when he was eating bubble gum out of
a man's asshole.
Manager.
Oh, you guys didn't like that?
Yeah, look.
I was just fucking done, dude.
It
was fine.
My thing is this. Put out a fucking album, dude.
It was fine. I was just like, I'm not going to continue watching it just because I like Dave.
I will say, I would suggest watching, at least if you're going to kind of give up on the show altogether, just watch the Rick Rubin episode.
So, that is the one that everybody hit me up about.
Was it the one after that one?
Yes, it was after it.
Oh, okay.
It was after it. And people said, and I'll ask you, they said it was one of the greatest episodes of television. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
It was essentially their version of when Atlanta did the like Michael Jackson thing.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Just, I mean, a little funnier, right. Not as weird, but still weird in some way.
Look, I am.
No, I'm too busy watching. No, I haven't started Wild Crimes. I'm too busy watching Billy Milligan.
What the fuck is Billy Milligan?
He was some guy. There was like this small period of time where people actually believed that multiple personality disorder was real.
Okay.
And he like got off of like rape and murder by like being all these different characters.
Wow, that sounds like that's United States of Terror on Showtime.
Yes. And I thought it was based on, do you remember Primal Fear?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Primal Fear,
oh,
right?
Yeah, with Edward Norton?
Yeah. And like at the very end, when he finally gets off, he's like, what up? That's kind of how this guy was.
Yeah. That's fucking.
Like one of his characters is like British.
Yeah.
The other ones are like one's like Polish, like Yugoslavian or something. And you're just like, really? And we believed it for, I think it was like 10 years in our history where people were like really believing in multiple personalities.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. And
it was a fun time.
So that's what you're
you could
on?
Like get away with murder by being like, oi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My name, no.
Yep.
This is my other.
I can't believe you dropped the Primal Fear reference today, though.
Why?
I haven't heard that movie named in years and years.
I saw it in theaters. I saw it like four times
it
after that.
It is so
I
fucking good. And you just forget about it. You just absolutely forget about it.
Norton.
Yeah.
They had the whole like priest element
Gerbil.
To it. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole thing. I remember when I moved to Hollywood, everybody was passing around Edward Norton's audition tape for that movie. Of how he got it, you know, because you were like, how did this unfamous guy get this role opposite Richard Gere? And I guess Richard Gere was just like, dude, I don't want to fucking read with this guy. And they were like, you have to. Just do it. Just come in and read with this guy. So in the audition tape, it's just Edward Norton, and you can hear Richard Gere reading with him, and Edward Norton just fucking destroys him. And you're just like, oh, shit. And I mean, it was identical to the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And every actor passed that fucking tape around Hollywood where it was just like, oh, shit, dude. We knew Edward Norton was the goddamn man.
Well, it's all downhill from there, right, for Norton? Well, I mean.
Sort of. Is it? I look back. So we had this episode with the Sklar brothers where we were talking about you have to kill one of these actors and their movies never exist, right? Mm-hmm. You and I had the same person. All these other dummies had. Every one of them had Robert Downey Jr. is the one that they would eliminate.
Yeah, it's just like an opinion-based thing, but yeah.
It is, 100%, right? Oh, yeah. but with Norton, he's a weird... God damn it. He's hard to tie down, right? So he gets into the fucking Marvel bullshit, right? And he's the Incredible Hulk, and he hates it. Fucking hates it. And he's just like, this sucks, I'm out of here, right before blew up.
Yeah.
I mean, he got $8 million for it, right? But I think he only worked 8 days total on the movie. The rest was like the CGI monster. And he was like, yeah. This is fucking dumb. I'm a real actor and everything else. Gimpy ass Ruffalo took over. And congratulations, he's worth like $300 million, you know.
Don't forget Eric Bana, the original, like.
Yeah.
Oh,
In this generation of Hulk, the original Hulk.
Bana.
He totally fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Look, it still should have been Lou Ferrigno. I don't understand why he still looks the same. You could have just painted him green. And saved all that money on CGI. He looks that's the real Hulk to me. But whatever. But then after that, he was just like, dude, I'm a real actor and I'm just gonna do shit. But like, I don't know what he did. I remember that one like Wes Anderson movie. Remember?
Where
he was the Boy Scout with
Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what happened to E. Norts. Or if he was just like, dude, I'm fucking ghosting.
He's doing theater and stuff.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
He did that like a real 4-hour movie that he just directed.
Oh, did he really?
The Brooklyn thing.
Okay.
I forget what it was
called. Oh, yeah. Shit, that's right.
That was pretty whatever.
I don't know. Did we see it?
It was pretty meh.
It was pretty meh.
Pretty meh.
We didn't see it, huh?
No.
Okay. 4 hours.
I was not compelled, yeah.
All right. Yeah, 4 hours.
That's super long, yeah.
That's way too long for a movie. Unless it's Lincoln. That could have gone on forever, you know? I wanted to see it all the way up through Ford's Theater, where they blew his brains out, and they carried him across the street, and they put his huge body in a little tiny bed until he bled out and died. That could have gone 4 hours for me, but not this.
Right.
So I'm with you on that one. Thursday is Little Friday, kids, so enjoy the day. Enjoy the sim world that we're living in today. It's going to get real fucking weird on fake news this afternoon, and I'm amped about it.
Okay, I got a little bit of news.
Yes!
This is a rumor. This is a rumor, but it's a hot rumor.
Crank me up, baby!
Yeah. Apparently, Laundrie's mother was seen leaving their home at some point with a tote bag full of those Monster Energy drinks.
Shut the fuck up.
She returned with none in her bag.
No way. The gold ones?
Yeah.
Shit.
She had to keep her son wired while he navigates the Florida swamps.
Not water.
You Monster don't. Energy. No, you're in Florida. Water doesn't work there. You've got to get Monster Energy pumping through your veins. Who said that? Who broke that story?
Oh, I'm just reading shit on Twitter.
No, and that's. But read the user handle on that.
Okay. At Clinandria.
There it is.
Legit source.
I'll put it to you this way. I trust Lacondria more than I do CNN right now. So, yeah. follow her. I'll throw her a follow here right afterwards because I got to keep going on this. If this breaks and we're not on the air, James.
Just little, she's just sending like nuggets, little parachutes dude. With the monsters on
yep.
them.
Just flying a drone.
Yeah, droning them in. The Brian. Parents are like going to get so busted.
How
dude.
Are they not like?
I don't know.
I know. Custody. Well, they need to find, because they need to find.
They need to find him.
They need to find this stuff yeah, first. They yeah. need to find timelines first, and then they're going to be so busted. And
they have to use the parents. That, right?
That's yeah. They're using the parents right now. So like, but if you hear that, and then you see a fucking monster right. above you, dude, a gold monster can, you know that it's on. Was the gold monster can even real, or was that from somebody else?
No, I mean, it appears to be somebody ditched it. I don't know who.
Yeah. It was Bry Guy. It was Laundry.
Someone in the Ryan chat says Laundry. The FBI just broke into the home of the parents.
Yeah, the FBI went into the parents' home to get to collect some stuff from Laundry, probably clothes, so that the canines could sniff it. And meanwhile, Dog... way ahead of the FBI.
He
already
FBI,
hired his own geez. Private canine team.
Yeah. Way ahead. He's way ahead of them. So we're good to go on that. We're good to go on that. When you hire your own private dogs, come on, dude. That's what a real dog does. That's what Dog the Bounty Hunter does. God damn it. Golden monster drinks. Dogs. Sniffing. A lot of clothes. Scents. We're going to catch this fucker within under 14 hours. I have a feeling Dog's going to be on top of him from behind. Obviously, that's going to be in a resting
position.
The FBI
enter Laundry home.
Yeah. The FBI just entered the Laundry home.
Do we get suicide by cop?
Suicide by Dog.
No. Dog is going to bring him in alive, yeah. dude.
Dog doesn't take him in dead.
No, yeah.
Has he? Yeah, he's never murked anybody, right? He's taken
no, he doesn't
alive.
Murk people. Yeah.
And he always leads with, like, come on, brother. I got you. You're not going anywhere, brother.
Go with Christ.
Go with Christ. Through Christ, anything is possible. Through Dog, anything is possible. We're here. We're going to get Brian Laundry. Fuck. We don't have another show till, well, no, tomorrow, Jave. We're doing a bonus show tomorrow?
Yeah, what time?
Right around noon. Hypothetical Lord. Noon tomorrow because we missed so we'll be going
Let's
live all day tomorrow
go.
With
yeah.
Laundry with Laundry tomorrow and
hopefully not all day
no all day you guys have nothing to do it's Friday
no,
night
we're gonna yeah, start ACL at 11 this weekend yeah. and we're gonna
are
go
going
for
ACL?
An hour going ACL.
Are you really
yes
is it George
first
Strait tomorrow?
Weekend
George Strait I believe is Saturday
I think he's on Friday dude
oh Double. No George Strait's tomorrow
yeah right. So you're wearing your shirt tomorrow right
yeah
By yes, he means go fuck yourself.
No, I'm going to bring it, and I need a picture inside to confirm it. So, as part of being in the company. No, you know what's the real shit about that? Every time I wear that shirt, I get stopped by like 90 people, and they're like, man, I fucking love that shirt. Gay for straight, dude. Look, if you're at ACL tomorrow and you see Brian Laundry, obviously call Dog the Bounty Hunter, not the FBI.
That's the perfect place to go.
Yeah, or right? just find Dan in his gay for straight shirt and then say, hey, dude. I hate to bother you, okay? Because I know you were the producer for Tetherball Academy Media and all of their podcasts.
Right.
I know where Brian Laundry's at. There is a monster tent over there where people are
yes,
dancing.
Yes, Monster Gold.
Monster Gold tent over there. Brian Laundry's in there. Do you want to call Dog real quick? Because we don't trust the FBI
yeah,
with
we
this.
Want Dog to be the one to
We want Dog, the bounty hunter, to break into the tent. So find Delco at ACL. And look out for Laundry. That's it.
Look out for Laundry.
Look out for Laundry. Kids, rate the show a 5-star on iTunes and leave a review. That's all they care about in this stupid world. In this stupid sim world we live in is just our fake little words and data and stuff. But the advertisers give a shit. So please do it. It really, really fucking helps. Jesse, proud of you today.
Thank you.
You were on. We've got a real crime going on today.
Real crime.
We were
crime.
On the case today.
On the case.
We learned a lot today. And I'm going to go get some gold monster after this is over. And then we can go from there. Okay? For Jesse Weissman, a.k.a. The Jables, I am Ross Patterson. No longer a revolution anymore. Okay? This is a manhunt. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.